Thank you, everybody, for still being there. It was and it is still a long day and a hard day, and I think tonight will be more fun. But I have to spend some more of your time for my presentation. First of all, I would like to thank the organizers of the conference giving me this permission, and it's a great honor for me to present my museum and our project. First, some words about the State Museum of Religious History. It's the museum in St. Petersburg. It was organized in 1932 from the big exhibition of clerical art in the Hermitage Museum. Actually, the collections of our museum number 300,000 pieces. It's, so say, ethnographical museum with some artistic value. For example, the collection of Western European art of our museum is the second after Hermitage Museum in Russia. Our museum is the big scientific research and methodology center in Russia. Annually, it organizes many internships, conferences, and master classes in religious studies, as well as in using in museology, and using computer technologies in different fields of museum work. So we decided to use another format in this research methodology work, the format of a festival. This format allows museums to exchange remotely the experience in computer technologies in museums, as well as see the experience of other museums and make some conclusions using this internet format. So that's why in 2014, the first festival, internet festival of museum, multimedia museum geek was held. You know, the term geek means the person who is deeply involved in computer technologies. So the festival is an exhibition of museum multimedia. Entries to the competition of museum computer programs on any subjects. The main events, and that's very important, of the festival take place online. Announcement of the competition, application process, demonstration of projects, public discussion, and public voting. It's very important to stress that for us, festival is not only the competition, it's also the communication basis between the museums in the sphere of computer technologies. It's also the communication channel between the public and the museums. I just want to say some words about that. You know that now many museums in their digital strategies talk about the virtual visitors of the museums. In their strategies, for example, the Tate Gallery, the British Museum, the Smithsonian stress that the virtual museum, the virtual visitor, so the visitor of the internet resources of the museum, internet sites, or maybe YouTube channels, which museum possess, have the same rights as the real visitors of the museums. For the museums, now they are the same. It doesn't matter. The visitor come to the museum, or the visitors just on internet looking on your art or museum resources. That's why we want with the festival also to communicate with the museum public. But the festival has an offline, the final event of the competition is the conference. It's just the experience of the first year of the festival in 2014. The festival supports museums which introduce multimedia technologies into their programs. So museums are the participants of the festival. So the main principle of the festival are openness. Everybody, every museum of Russia can participate in the festival. All rights are equal. The Hermitage and the small museum from Siberia, from the village museum, they're absolutely common in their rights. It's integration. We just want to integrate the experience of all Russian museums and to show them their experience, to connect them with each other and to discuss important issues of using digital technology. It's technological advancement. You know, the budget of the festival is zero and was zero, and it was organized by our group, our team. We are only four, and we are multimedia developers in the museum, and we are doing computer programs for exhibitions, by the way. It's not our only task. And involvement. The festival, you know, involves many, many museums which were not usually in the digital field. It's the nomination of the first year of the best of the festival. We think from the museological point of view, so it's digital collections, programs for people with special needs, multimedia for permanent collections, educational programs, museum advertising, and public relations. Main events of the festival: announcement of the competition, collecting of applications, public vote, and jury committee's work, announcement of the winners, presentations of the festival talks in various locations, using social networks as well, final conference and the award ceremony, master classes and internship programs. It's an offline program, it's a big offline. Just to make it more visually impressive, I show you the map of Russia, and these red spots are the museums which participate in, were participated in the project in 2014. That's small statistic from the first year of the festival, which was held in 2014. 71 program, 44 museums from Belarus, Russia, Ukraine, and some Finnish museums. We have a common project with the Finnish museums. Total about 26,000 votes on internet. It's just public, common public voting for projects they like. All in all, there were 25,000, 17 winners. We have winners. The Grand Prix was awarded by public, but the jury committee awarded some special prizes as well as sponsors of the festival. We found them during the process. They just came to us and said, oh, we want to award some projects. We saw them on the internet. So some statistic figures. It's too late for numbers now, so you just have a look at my slide. It's from, that was from the museum point of view, that's from technology. You see virtual tools, and this technology was used almost in every nomination. There were virtual tools as educational programs, virtual tools as exhibition programs, and so on. I just want to stress that museums nominate themselves, so it doesn't interfere, we don't interfere in their work. So there was big public vote, some discussion in Facebook groups. We have the special Facebook group in Museum Geek. Museums support each other, and they ask their followers and their visitors to vote for them. There was a big discussion. For example, during the festival, we in Google just write Museum Geek, and there were 22,600 results. In 2 seconds, I hope so. So the participants highly promoted their projects on the internet, and voting took place only 1 month. As I have already told you, the total of 25,690 votes were given. Huge auditorium, as you see. So it's some of the slides, screenshots of the discussion on Facebook about Kirilo Belazersky Museum Preserve. It's on the north of Russia, who just discussed very passionately that their museum has already received 100 votes. Wrong. So some of the overview of competing projects of 2014. There were digital collections, one international project, different, several original catalogs and themed catalogs. We just analyzed this material for further. Also multimedia films, puzzles, and all of them were in nomination digital collections. Programs for people with special needs, for limited mobility and poor sight. There were only four programs of that part. Multimedia for permanent collections and temporary exhibitions. There were interactive programs and multimedia films. Different museums, the same. Mobile application and virtual tours. So you see the different technologies were used for one museum field, for example, collections and exhibitions, different technologies. Demo clips or interactive programs. Educational programs, again, virtual tours, games and quizzes, interactive programs. Advertising and promo, again, virtual tours, interactive and multimedia films. So winners of last year was the Small Museum of Ethnography and Architecture of Volodarizhne. It's a small museum, and among the competitors were big, huge museum from St. Petersburg and Moscow, the State Historical Museum, Tretiakov Gallery, State Russian Museum, Kremlin Museums. But according to the public internet, in the internet visitors, the Grand Prix was dedicated to this museum of ethnography and architecture. It's a small village, actually the museum in a small village, even in not in the town of Vologda, are some kilometers, about 20 or 30 kilometers from Vologda. So from village museum, actually. The winner of the nomination of virtual collection of the Museum of Nature and Man from Ханты-Мансийск is just, there is no map here now, it's far, far away from Moscow, from central Russia. It's just on the east of the country, in Siberia. Yeah, the winner in the major educational program is just on the west part of Russia in Kaliningrad. So it's a very, how you see, the very wide geography. So I just show you this spectrum, this range of different museums. This is the big museum from Moscow, the State Historical Museum. You know, surely this museum very well. It's just in the Red Square, too close to Kremlin, but it's not Kremlin. It's another museum. So you see the different National Museum of Karelian Republic. It's the work of the jury. It was closed, but it also held online, organized special channels for them to discuss it online, because we have, I'll show you the jury committee of this year, and you will see that it's very well and very busy people. It's not possible to gather them all together, and they just work online from on internet from their museums, discussing these issues. There were special prizes from the organizer, the State Museum of the History of Religion. Special prize, surely, of the ID. It was the package for visiting the conference, the attendance, the accommodation, and the flight or train. And it's very important for Russian museums, small Russian museums, the museum for Rostov, to visit this conference, because it's the only national conference in the technologies. And special prizes from the companies, I just want to stress again, they found us themselves, because we don't have time even to make some PR or some promotion, except social networks. And I did. So, some special prizes and final event. It was a big conference in our museum, Multimedia Museums Goals, Problems, Implementation. It was attended by the leading experts from big museums from different laboratories, committees. Schuler did, and there was a special seminar dedicated to the further development of the project. And that's why next year, this year, we decided to change the nominations. I'll just explain later. And because maybe of some good results of the first year, we have now big partners, it's Adit, it helps us a lot, and we have some partnership and signed some papers with Avid Committee. It's a great honor for us to have such partners, Avid and Adit. So we started the second season already, that's important dates, of the festival, of the Adit conference. It was the opening ceremony with balloons and with some fireworks. It was forbidden inside the museum, but it was something like that. So now, today and the whole month will be 2 weeks. It will be an application for the festival. We are receiving applications online. You can download the form and send by email. You can just make an application online. Unfortunately, only 4 museums did it online. They just sent us the field application, so the first downloaded it. Then started the jury committee work online, and so announcement of winners, and there will be some master classes in April, offline program. It's very important part to meet our participants, and there will be the Museum X seminar and part of the conference, special section at the annual Adit conference in Ulaanbaatar. Natalia has already told you about this conference. And the award ceremony will be held in Moscow at the very famous and very popular, supported by the Ministry of Culture. I think it's the main event of spring and summer in Russia, so-called Forum Inter Museum in Moscow, attended by high persons, top bosses of the country. So for museums, for small museum, village museum, it's very important to be awarded. So this year, I think we much more better promote our festival. So here you see the jury committee. Some of the persons are well known. The head of the jury committee is Mikhail Piatrovsky, president of the Union of All Russian Museums, as well as the director of the Hermitage. Some of the experts and scientists and researchers of Vladimir Tukhelsky. We changed our jury. It's interesting to change it, to look. If somebody worked not good, we just threw him away. I'm just kidding a little bit. So because all people are very busy, all these people. Елена Каницкая, Елена Каницкая, director of Петергоф Museum, Киршина Наталья, the head of the small village museum, who has already won the Grand Prix. You know, the rules of the festival.
Just 3 minutes.
3 minutes. 3 minutes. Okay. So, just look at this nice place. It's Natalia Tolstoy, you can see alive here. So, we changed nomination because I have already told you we use many technologies we used in different. One technology used in different nominations, and it's very difficult to compare virtual to interactive program, for example. That's why we decided to use this more typical. So we developed the site, it's the official site. In the design, we tried to use festiveness, it should be bright, it should be museum-oriented, and should be very technologically easy to use. We are doing the English version now. We have already had some parts of it. For example, news and the main page will continue. So this is the development. We needed to be more technological, multilingual. It's not only English and Russian, but we think we will use German and French in a half year. And it should be more widespread. So have now it's the figures of this year, 38 museums, but we have 2 weeks of voting now. Not voting, but application for the festival. And 62 museums has already participated. Some new programs, very attractive one, and very nice, but just no. We are doing monitoring their site and situation, so it's some Yandex Analytics. I just show you the process that we are looking how the visitors approach site, from what part, from social networks directly, from Yandex, Google, how we do that. So just to give you an impression, this is our team, that's our partners, and we are very honored to have them here on the list. It's a big, big honor for us. It's the biggest appreciation when such important worldwide known organization decided to support the project. So that's it.
I think